what had happened to him. He had, they tried to save him, but he had
already. Oh, he had drowned. He had drowned already. But sometimes they pull him out in time and give him artificial respiration and get him to breathing again.
Mm-hmm. Say a child puts her head on the ground and turns the
somerset.
And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
And say if you were tired, you might say, well, I think I'll go to the bed.
And lie down. I'm tired.
And you say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just,
He stayed in bed.
Okay. And you say she walked up to the altar and she, what, down?
Knelt down.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomped your foot.
And if you want to bring something towards you, take hold of it.
And drag it. Or pull it.
In other ways.
Push.
And talk about how tall rooms are. You say this room's about.
Oh, this room's about 10 foot.
Okay. And
I think that's what it is. 10 foot, I think.
Something like that. Say, talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you say, this is what I
saw in my sleep.
Or this is what I, what last night?
I dreamed.
You say, often when I go to sleep, I
have bad dreams.
Or, but I usually can't remember what I had.
I've dreamed.
And
put on the kettle and I'll make some fresh.
Huh?
Put on some water and I'll make some fresh.
Say, usually when you go to sleep, you do what?
We'll put on some drinks.
Dream. Or rest.
Okay. And you say, I think I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, all of a sudden I
waked up.
Okay. And if you had a, if you needed a hammer, you'd ask someone, go
bring me the hammer.
Okay. And you tell a child, now, that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And you say, well, he didn't really know what was going on, but he, what, he knew it all.
He thought he knew it all.
Or you mean he pretended, you say he.
Mm-hmm. He pretended to know it.
Uh-huh. You say he acted as if, or he made out like.
He acted like he knew it all, or he acted like he knew it, or he thought he knew it all.
Uh-huh. Say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Miami? You might say, well, the things stand now, we're, what, to go next week?
We're ready to go next week, or I'm not going.
You ever say you're aiming to go, or planning?
Yeah, I aim to go. I intend to go. I'm, uh-huh. I am going, and
but you're not, huh?
I ain't. Go see what kind of meal we got today.
Mm.
Go see what kind of meal we got. Junk meal, what we got today.
That's it for what?
Curiosity.
That's what kills you.
See how much money we got.
Mine?
Uh-huh. We ain't gonna get none, we done got it. That little Social Security check is not much.
Yeah. Say if you had a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car with you, you'd say you picked it up.
And
I
toted it. Put my arms around it and toted it out.
Uh-huh. What about pack?
And I packed it.
What's the difference between packing something and toting
it? I don't know if there'd be any difference, just so you got it there.
Uh-huh. When you say tote, you mean it's something heavy?
Yeah, it's heavy.
Uh-huh.
When you pack it, it's heavy. Or you shuffle it down and fill the sack fuller, packing it in. Yeah. I should take my glasses off. Now I put them back so I can see you.
Say if we're planning to meet in town, I'd say, well, you don't have to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
just wait.
I'll wait.
At the corner or at the.
I'll wait what you.
For you.
Uh-huh. And